Pride takes a minor accomplishment and makes it feel like a major one. It smiles at our cleverness and genius as though what we've exhibited was merely a hint of what ought to come. From the start, it drives a wedge between the possessor and reality, subtly and not so subtly changing her perceptions of what something is and what it isn't. It is these strong opinions, only loosely secured by fact or accomplishment, that send us careering toward delusion or worse. That's just a piece in a book I'm reading called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. And the book's really awesome because, it talks a lot about keeping your pride in check, keeping your self-importance, your specialness, you know, the way you might tend to make yourself greater than you actually are, keeping all that in check because of the powerful fact that, you know, unchecked egos have led to the downfall of great fortunes, great influence, right? Just essentially across the spectrum in almost any field or endeavor, you know, people have been destroyed by their overinflated sense of self-importance. And I know for me, that's something I've experienced a ton. You know, when I was young, obviously I'm still young, but obviously there would be just a plethora of times where I knew I had the tendency to, make it seem like I accomplished more than I did. I achieved more than I did. I got, you know, was getting paid more than I was, right? Just because, like, I wanted to feel like that I was special. And what I didn't realize was by me just continually playing that story to myself, I would notice that I would begin to ask myself these questions like, man, why am I never, you know, crossing this income threshold or living in this place that I want to be, right? Or doing X, Y, and Z, right? Like I would always ask myself these questions, but the answer that I would give myself back then was never, you know, because of the stuff I was doing. I would just consider it happening because of outside stuff. The timing wasn't right. The economy was bad. You know, like just anything under the sun that I could blame it on except for myself, I would do that, you know? And I feel like it's only very recently within this past, you know, I'd say really, you know, one past year or so have I finally begun to start to realize that, you know, I'm not hot shit at all, right? And right now, I'm almost 32. So at the ripe old age of, you know, 31, I'm sitting here like finally starting to realize because I'm yet and still not doing near the amount of special things I thought I was doing that, hey, you know, Nate, it's about time you look in the mirror and realize you're not hot shit, dude. Not at all. You know, like you're not exempt from work. You're not exempt from getting in the trenches. You're not exempt from following the process. You're not exempt from shining, you know, like as bright as you can. And you didn't even, you know, really do anything for it. So like, you know, I'm not exempt from the work and the things I have to do in the trenches. And so when I finally had that, like, you know, come to Jesus moment is oddly enough when I finally started to what I feel like actually began the process of, you know, excelling in my craft and working towards finding that place where I can do my best work, right? And, you know, like climb the ladder and, you know, begin to start that path towards my potential. And that's all like just beginning for me. And that's at 31, almost, you know, I'll be 32 in a couple weeks. And so it's interesting because when we think about ego and we think about pride, you know, it's not just this one dimensional thing where someone's just bragging about themselves so much to everybody else, right? It's also those daily thoughts that you have in your head of, well, I'm better than this person, I'm better than that person, right? Or that you don't or that, you know, you're exempt from doing certain things because you feel like you shouldn't have to, right? Or that you always have to feel like you need to get the credit for everything. Or that if someone else is excelling, then that means you are diminishing, which is completely not true. But yet and still, all these emotions are very human emotions, right? And so I love to mention that because I don't want this to sound like something that, you know, like, hey, it's you know, like a natural or anything. No, like it's completely natural. I mean, it's a part of like every person's DNA because look, we're surrounded by it. You know, like that's what we're taught to do. We're taught to reach for the stars. We're taught to, you know, like not settle. We're taught to, oh, by the way, side note, my allergies are really bad right now. So if I sound nasally, please forgive me. Thank you for your patience. It's allergy season. But anyway, you know, like we're taught essentially from a young age that we are special. And when you're young and that impressionable and you're told that over and over and over by your family, your close friends, you begin to internalize that, right? And when you think about what special is, and then like you relate it to yourself, then you begin to get this like overinflated view of yourself, which unfortunately works against you in the long term. And so from a life standpoint, I'm truly grateful that I've been able to pick up this book. Again, it's called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. And it's a nice reminder and a reset for me and you know, a realignment for me too, in the sense that, hey, you know, Nate, you are a human being. And there will come times in your life going forward, just as they have in the past, where your ego will tend to want to propel you to view yourself greater than you actually are. And you have to be mindful of those times and train yourself for those times so you can get that in check, so that it doesn't bring me ruin in my, you know, finances, my relationships, my friendships, right? My career path, my goals, my visions. So it's a great book. I'm only halfway through it and I feel like I've learned so much, right? I feel like in each chapter, I'm just thinking back to all these different moments in my life where I thought I was greater than I actually was. And it's like, holy shit, right? You know, like it's just like a kind of like slap in the face, you know, of like, well, hey, you need to remember at all times you are way less important than you think you are. Right. And so when those times come where I'm tempted to inflate myself or boast or brag, then I also need to remember that once again, you know, you are not special. Right. So, again, that's not to say like, you know, like you're not special in like a demeaning sense. No, I believe if you are a human being on this earth, your existence is special and should be valued as such. Right. Because it took a lot of odds to make you being alive happen. So not in that sense, but in the sense of that, you know, we shouldn't let it cloud our judgment, cloud our vision of, you know, doing great things while in reality we're not doing anything, you know, really that great or notable at all. So I won't make this too much longer, but I say probably the biggest lesson for me I could take from this right now is just to, you know, remember at all times to be humble and remind yourself that you're not special, even when you do great things, right? To remind yourself to, you know, be humble in the spotlight when it shined on you, right? Because yes, you did deserve it. But what you don't ever want to do is feel like you're entitled to that spotlight, right? So it's a great reminder for me as I get, you know, promoted in the advertising company I work for. I recently just got a promotion and, you know, it's interesting because it just kind of flipped this switch, right? Of now, like, hey, Nate, now you're in a leadership position and now you are no longer just accountable for yourself, right? Because I was at a stage where all the advertising and writing I did was just for me. But now I'm at a place where I have to help not only grow and develop myself, but also grow and develop my team, while I feel like all the while I'm not qualified to do this, right? And normally, if this was me 4 years ago, you know, I would have said, you know, screw it. I'm just still going to make myself look as good as possible and only be focused on me, right? And my results. And yes, I'm a lead, but I'm going to make sure I shine the brightest. Like, that would have been me 4 years ago. But, you know, 4 years later, now that I'm actually in charge of a team, I see why I was never in charge of anything 4 years ago. I see why I got denied promotions for leadership while others who I thought weren't ready got those positions. Was because I thought of myself more important than I actually was. And I paid the price. And it's only until now, you know, four, almost 5 years later, where I realized, hey, Nate, you know, you are not exempt from the process. No one gives a damn about how special you are. You know, like, you're just another person walking this earth like the other 7 billion. And that if I want anything, I have to put my head down, do the work, honor the process, and help others get better along the way. Because for anything that I want, I have to help others get what they want. And that's what it's about, right? So, yeah, I don't want to make this much longer, but, you know, if you're reading this, I encourage you to think about it in your own life. You know, like, how has pride or excessive pride affected you in the past? How is it affecting you now? Are there any places where you see that your pride might be getting in the way of you getting what you want, right? And that are there places where you exercising humility will actually get you, you know, ahead and closer to what you want, right? That might be in the form of compromises. That might be giving that apology, right? It might be, you know, telling that person that you deeply confide in, like, hey, actually, I'm having a shitty time right now, you know? In whatever case it may be, like, I encourage you to think about, like, how can you take that step today to keep your ego in check and keep your, you know, keep, like, excessive pride and worth in check, right? And temper that and just forge on keeping your head down, right? And achieving more, which is what it's about, right? So, yeah, that's all I have for today. Once again, with the random post, no consistency whatsoever. I'm going to try and work on that. You know, really, I should just say I plan on making another one in the future, but I cannot guarantee when that next one will be. So I will try to make it. Make one, I guess the next one a lot sooner. So, I hope you really, really, really enjoyed this, and, I will be back, and that is a promise. I promise, I promise, I promise. And I think that is all for today. So I will make the next one. And we'll cover more juicy stuff, you know, along my journey to becoming great in the most respectful, humble way possible. All right. Take care, and I'll see y'all later.